We've heard from Elena, TRM, and TJ, and if you're anything like me, you're probably sitting there with a whole lot more questions than answers. Honestly, that's exactly where we are. When Spencer and I first started working with the TRC Research Center, we thought we were looking into one unusual story from southern New Mexico. What we've discovered is something much larger. As we've organized documents, interviewed people, and reviewed old recordings, we've begun to realize that almost everything in the Mesilla files seems to point back to four central mysteries. Think of them as four roads that keep crossing one another. The first mystery, Captain Elias Voss. Who was he? Did he actually exist? Was he a military officer? An explorer? A storyteller? Or something far stranger? His name appears in journals, letters, witness accounts, audio recordings, and stories that span more than a century. Some people believe there was only one Captain Voss. Others think several individuals used that identity over the years. Right now, we honestly don't know. But one thing seems clear. If we're ever going to understand the Mesilla files, we're probably going to have to understand Captain Voss. The second mystery, the symbols in the sand. For decades, people have reported finding unusual symbols appearing in remote desert locations. Some resemble symbols found in Native American traditions. Others do not. Some disappear almost as quickly as they're discovered. Who made them? Why are they there? Are they simply human creations? Ancient markings, or are they connected to something we've yet to understand? We're not making any claims. We're simply following the reports wherever they lead. The third mystery, the Mesilla Veil. You'll hear that phrase more and more as this investigation continues. Some documents describe the veil as a place. Others suggest it's a boundary. Still, others imply it's a connection between worlds, or perhaps between different points in time. At the moment, we don't know which interpretation is correct. It may turn out that all of them are wrong, but the phrase appears too often in the archive to ignore. And finally, the fourth mystery, Tox. Who is Tox? Or perhaps, who was Tox? For years, someone using that name has quietly supplied researchers with documents, photographs, recordings, and other materials. Sometimes the information proves accurate. Sometimes it raises even more questions. We don't know whether TOX is one individual, several people, or simply a name passed from one investigator to another. But without TOX, much of what you're seeing today might never have become public. Now, here's what's interesting. These four mysteries don't exist separately. They overlap. Captain Voss appears in documents connected to the Mesilla Veil. The symbols in the sand appear near locations mentioned in old journals. Tox provides information about Voss. Witnesses who describe strange symbols sometimes also mention mysterious visitors. It's like pulling on one thread, only to discover it's connected to everything else. That's what makes this investigation so fascinating. Every answer seems to uncover another question. Every document leads to another file. Every mystery connects to another mystery. Over the coming weeks, Spencer and I and everyone at the TRC Research Center are going to examine these four mysteries one piece at a time. Some weeks we'll uncover new evidence. Some weeks we'll hear from eyewitnesses. Some weeks we'll introduce people whose names have rarely, if ever, been made public. And every now and then, we'll probably have to admit that we were wrong about something. That's part of any honest investigation. We're not here to convince you of anything. We're here to share the evidence, ask the questions, and invite you to investigate alongside us. So if you've just joined us, welcome. Download the Starter Archive if you haven't already. Read the reports, watch the recordings, and most importantly, come to your own conclusions. Because somewhere inside these four mysteries, we believe the truth is waiting to be found. I'm Dylan Carrillo, and this is the Archive Sessions. We'll see you next Friday. The records have been preserved. the investigation continues.